alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, good morning, Washington, here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest was to be Pastor David Whitney, but he hasn't shown up, so it's just going to be you and me this morning, and anything you'd like to talk about. Our telephone number is Cynthia, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. As I was waking up and getting up this morning, I was thinking back to something a very wise man told me. He was sort of my mentor as a young Christian trying to understand what the world is all about. And he quoted a man named Jim Elliot, who had said, "He is no fool who gives what he can never keep to gain that which he can never lose. He is no fool who gives what he can never keep to gain that which he can never lose." And really referring to your life. You can't keep your life. You're going to die. We're all going to die. We don't like to think about it. It becomes increasingly apparent as you get older. You're looking, begin to look into eternity. But of course, the whole idea is that you may give your life, and he did give his life. He was a missionary. His name was Jim Elliot, and Jim Elliot was with a group of missionaries who went to Central America, where they were all killed. The five missionaries were killed by the local natives there, and of course they had no weapons. They didn't try to defend themselves when the natives came in to kill them. They just killed them. That was sort of the way the natives were in that area. Eventually, all those natives became Christians, even the man who killed Jim Elliot. It's a very famous story, and if you haven't ever seen it, it's available, available on DVD, the story, and then the testimony of the families of Jim Elliot, the other missionaries who went there. But this is really true. He is no fool who gives what he can never keep to gain that which he can never lose. And you're going to lose your life, but you can gain eternal life. And that's an important thing to think about. And I was thinking this morning, what will the legacy be that I'll leave when I'm no longer here? And of course, it'll be that hopefully I've transmitted to some of my listeners who are Christians, or even those who are not Christians, some of the things that I've learned through the years. And the longer I live, the more convinced I am of this fact, and that is that God does rule in the affairs of men, and our lives are laid out before us. We may not recognize it. We can fight it, and we can turn away from the path that God has laid for us. But it's there, and if we follow it, we will benefit, and benefit greatly. We are moving into a period of crisis in the history of our nation. And you can only understand this by understanding that all of the great religions of the world are waiting for a coming world ruler. And this is what most people don't understand. The Buddhas are waiting, Buddhists are waiting for the return of the Buddha. The Indians are waiting for the return of Maitreya. The Muslims are waiting for the Mahdi to come. The Jews are waiting for the Messiah, and the Christians are waiting for the return of Jesus Christ. Is it all the same person? Absolutely not. I mean, certainly the Indians and the Muslims worship the other god, and the Messiah that the Jews are waiting for is the Antichrist. So the religion of Christianity is different than all the other religions of the world. The average Jew doesn't understand that Jesus was the Christ and that he is coming again. They're waiting for their Messiah, who unfortunately will reside in the temple, but we're told that is to be the Antichrist. And what an exciting time to live. Certainly, as you look at the Middle East today, I mean, basically, the whole of the Middle East is changing. And within, certainly, the last year, we've seen the fall of Tunisia and of Libya and certainly of Egypt. And a few years ago, of course, Lebanon went. A few years before that, Egypt moved into the radical Islamic field, and the American Central Intelligence Agency, working with the British intelligence agencies, was behind all of this. We're fighting Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, but we funded it in all of the countries I've just mentioned. We are funding Al-Qaeda throughout the world today. We're funding the World Terrorist Movement. We funded the Al-Qaeda terrorists in Kosovo and in Bosnia and in Chechnya. But you can check all of this out on the internet. Just go to radical Islamists or Muslim extremists in Bosnia and Kosovo and Chechnya. They're fighting the Al-Qaeda Muslim terrorists, Muslim Brotherhood are behind the revolution that's taking place in Syria today and fully backed with your tax money. Why in heaven's name would this be happening? Well, you must understand that the Brotherhood of Darkness, this group of secret society made of men who worship a different god, who hate Christianity, took over control of our government many years ago. And they did this simply by using the plan laid out by Cecil Rhodes back in 1891. He'd been working on this going back to 1877, and we have. And we included many of our documents. You can get a free copy from by calling our 800 number. We have the Cecil Rhodes Declaration of Truth. I've forgotten the exact name of it, but he wrote this in 1877, where he talked about the idea dancing before my eyes is, why should we not form a secret society to take over control of the world? And I suspect that the copy we have is very close to the original, because there are all sorts of alterations on it, very changing words. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. We'll be right back and give us a call.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs. But we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I guess there's still no Pastor David Whitney. If we have any callers, of course, let us know. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. But all of the changes that we're seeing over there, which are actually being brought about by the fact that what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, a small group of men who gained control of the American military, our banking system, our corporations, certainly our leadership of both political parties, our educational system, our great tax-exempt foundations, and the media, they set out originally to take control of the banking. They were backed financially by the Rothschilds, not because they were Jewish, but because they were Satanists. And this whole thing is a satanic movement to take control of the world. And when you understand that, it all begins to make sense. And that's why my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, is so vitally important. But today they aren't destroying the existing social structure of the Middle East in preparation for a great war with the Muslim world, because wars are what you use to change the world. You fight wars to bring about peace. Doesn't that make sense? Well, that makes sense to them. It may not make sense to you, but you look at things rationally. These people really believe that war is a wonderful thing because it is going to change the world, and it has. The First World War destroyed the Russian Empire, the German Empire, the Austro-Hungarian Empire, the Ottoman Empire. It began to lay the seeds of destruction of the British Empire, but it advanced the cause of world government because it was intended to bring about the League of Nations, and when that failed, then they had to create another enemy, and that's when they began working to actually to build up the Germans and of course when they brought Adolf Hitler to power, and they funded Adolf Hitler, and they built the weapons for him, and they financed his war efforts, so we could have a wonderful war. A lot of people, of course, believe that FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, knew the attack on the America on Pearl Harbor was coming and did nothing, warded off, and that's absolutely true. I mean, one of the great experiences of my life was to go back to Yale University, to the Sterling Library there, and actually hold in my hands the original copy of Secretary of War Stimson's diary, where he wrote on November 25th, of 1941, how he'd gone to the White House, and General Marshall was there, and Admiral Stark was there, and Secretary of War Forrest, Secretary of the Navy Forrest Hall was there, and he was there, Secretary of War, that was with the Defense Department. Before we had Department of Defense, we had a Secretary of Navy and Secretary of War, and controlling the Army. And he writes about how Franklin Delano Roosevelt told them the Japanese are going to have a sneak attack on America. It'll probably be this coming Monday. Now, he's writing on November 25th. Are they always attacked secretly? The only question is how we're going to get into a war and get the Japanese to fire the first shot. If you want copies of the pages that I copied, we offer those to our ministry. And I think they're included in our syllabus on Iraq, the untold story. We have an awful lot of original documents there. If you haven't got it, you should. And if they're not in there, why, we'll be glad to provide them for you free of charge. You must understand that all of the wars are contrived. But we can't let the American people know that. We can't let the American people really understand the degree of evil that is out there. They left the boys at Pearl Harbor to die. They even had the cameras all set up and ready to take pictures. How do you think they got all those amazing pictures? If you know anything about taking motion pictures, it takes a certain amount of time before you can get your cameras and set up and the tripod set up and get your cameras set up and loaded with film, especially the type of films of cameras we had that day. And so the time when they had everything was all set to take the pictures of Pearl Harbor to certainly embed in your mind permanently the horrors of the attack on Pearl Harbor. Why? Because they wanted America to go to war. Out of the horror that would come the desire for world peace. After all, you fight wars to bring about world peace, and they wanted, of course, the United Nations. And when that didn't work, they set it up, but of course it didn't become the world government. Then they had to begin preparing for the Third World War, and that is, of course, is what is coming. When it's coming, I don't know, but what we're doing today is consolidating all of the Muslim world under the control of the Muslim Brotherhood, the best enemy money can buy, because it's been funded from by the CIA going back to 1928, and you need to get the book we carry on the Devil's Game. The Devil's Game. You can get that by calling our 800 number, 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Now, what lies ahead? I can't tell you. I don't know how they're going to do it. I don't know where we're going. Certainly, we may very well get into a war with Pakistan. We're doing everything we can to antagonize them. And we've given them the plans for the nuclear weapons and helped them build their nuclear weapons. Because I believe the next war is going to be a nuclear war, and it's going to affect America. We know, for instance, recently, Newt Gingrich, who is a member of the Brotherhood of Darkness, he's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, he's an evil and wicked man. I mean, why don't we talk about all of his extramarital affairs, how when his wife is dying of cancer, he goes to visit her in the hospital with divorce papers. She's dying of cancer, and he's so anxious to start sleeping regularly with his girl he's been with. But this isn't the first time he cheated on his first wife. He cheated on his second wife. And why don't we talk about that? Why doesn't any of the news media pick up the story of Newt Gingrich's infidelities? Why pick on Herman Cain? Why? They're both members of the Council on Foreign Relations. Newt Gingrich looks like the man they're going to be pushing. Well, who's calling in this morning here at the American
Pastor David Whitney, I'm apologizing for being late this morning, and thank you, Dr. Stan, for having me on your show.
Oh, well, this is Pastor David Whitney. Hey, it's good to have you with us. Of course, Pastor David Whitney is with the Institute of the Constitution, and he's an ordained minister, and basically, he works very hard, in addition to having his own church, into helping get out information on our wonderful Constitution, which, of course, is what makes America different than any other nation in the world. It's just a shame most Americans don't understand our Constitution, which is why we're in the mess we are today, and we've let the Brotherhood take control of our nation. David, you pick up the story.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan, and I caught just the tail end of what you were talking about there in terms of the character of the candidates, which is one of the things our founder said was absolutely vitally important, that the character of the candidate is more important than most anything else you might find out about them, because it's their character that will determine whether they attempt to even follow the oath of office they are taking. I just think of the terrible thing that I'm sure you've talked about in other shows that John McCain did with the military, basically saying that the homeland is now the battleground, and that doesn't surprise me about McCain, because he's not an oath keeper. He's actually said that if he had a choice, and this was a McCain-Feingold campaign finance reform bill when he was pushing that forward, if he had a choice between obeying the First Amendment and having clean government according to his definition of clean government, of course, then he would choose clean government over the First Amendment, which means he cares not one whit for his oath to uphold the Constitution. In fact, he'll freely violate the Constitution when he thinks it's in the best interest of the country or of himself to do so. That's the kind of people we need to absolutely avoid in office, because they will be the ones, as our founders warned us, who will violate our God-given rights. They're not going to preserve our God-given rights, because they won't even abide by the oath. If they think something's wrong with the First Amendment to the Constitution, then they should seek to amend the Constitution in the fashion that our founders designed in Article 5 of our Constitution. There is a way to change it, but you just don't change it by passing a piece of legislation that you know, as the George Bush at that time when he signed that McCain-Feingold campaign finance reform bill knew that it was unconstitutional, said so, and said, well, we'll just depend on the Supreme Court to make the correction to that. That is not a safe system of government, either a branch of the government depending on some other branch of the government to abide by the Constitution. Well, underlying the entire structure of what our constitutional republic was founded on is our Declaration of Independence. Absolutely essential that we understand what that document says. We've spoken of it before, that it's founded upon the laws of nature and nature's God, which is God's Word, the Bible, containing God's law. And then secondly, founded upon God's revelation to every human being by conscience of what is right and wrong. Now, we know fallen human beings, that consciences sometimes may be seared, and the Scripture speaks of conscience that has been seared with a hot iron so that they no longer are sensitive to the God-designed standard that has been placed upon them at birth. But even with a seared conscience, it's still in existence. So we can't depend on human conscience to the degree we can depend upon the Word of God to tell us absolutely what is right and what is wrong. And so when our founders referred to the laws of nature and nature's God as the standard by which they were measuring the behavior of the English government in relationship to themselves, and they declared 28 things that King George and, Parliament to a lesser degree, but King George had done that were violations of God's law, and that they were therefore, based upon those violations, a long train of abuses and usurpations against the colonies, things such as refusing to assent to necessary colonial laws that were for the good of the population, dissolving the colonial legislatures, which were representatively elected to govern the people in the colonies, making administration of colonial justice impossible by control of the judges and by refusing to approve needed laws was another one of the 28, and then appointing bureaucrats, and this phrase is it rings very true today, appointing bureaucrats to harass the colonial population and to eat out their substance. Just think of the enormous expense of Washington, D.C. on every citizen's life today. Enormous numbers of bureaucrats, even if they don't interact with you personally, everything you purchase is regulated and controlled by them. Every company you interact with is in the minutiae of their business dealings,
The cost of those goods is raised enormously by the burden of all the alphabet soup agencies of Washington, D.C. that regulate and control every area of our life. This is not what our founders thought was a good idea. In fact, they were abhorrent that the king had done this. And he said the king has violated the laws of nature and nature's God by this swarm of bureaucrats that is harassing and eating out the substance of our colonial population. Then they said he's keeping standing armies in the colonies. They knew that standing armies are always dangerous to liberty because standing armies are really the plaything of tyrants. Would-be tyrants will use a standing army not to defend the population against some terrorist, some enemy, some turban-headed goon in a cave somewhere in Afghanistan. No, they will use those standing armies against the population. And that's exactly what was revealed in the House of Representatives and Congress and Senate this week, in the debates last week and this week, as they voted to declare that the homeland is now the battleground and the military can come and arrest any American citizen without trial, without any charges, throw away the key, no habeas corpus, and
basically
our Bill of Rights is gone.
We'll be back in a moment. Our number is 877-254-754. If you have a comment on this subject, we'll be right back with Pastor David.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, I'd like to stand back here at American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. If you have a question about really about our Constitution, about our form of government, about why we're in the mess we are today, because we've turned our back on our Constitution. There's no place in the Constitution where it says the government should provide a pension for the elderly because they need the money. Today, 43 cents of every dollar the government spends has to be borrowed. We do not have the money to pay for all of these wonderful things, but everybody's getting it once. I mean, who wants to give up something free from government? After all, we paid for it, didn't we? And the truth of the matter is, no government stole our money and used it for all sorts of other purposes. There is no Medicare fund. There is no Social Security fund. They're going to hyperinflate our currency. They're going to destroy the financial base of this country. There is no way to avoid it now, ladies and gentlemen. All we can hope is that when this is over, we'll have some degree of freedom. They don't intend that. They're going to take us into a war. They're going to use the anti-terrorist legislation to destroy this country and to enslave our people. And they're expanding military power as we speak, with their cameras on every corner and their InfraGuard, and their everybody has a number and everybody's monitored by Echelon and by the fusion centers and by InfraGuard. And where is the outcry from our leaders? Where is the outcry from our people? Well, certainly Pastor David Whitney's with us. If you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524. David, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution, begin learning about the Constitution, things that most people don't understand. Because if we don't get back to our Constitution and a belief in the God from whom all freedom comes, then we will certainly lose this country, and we deserve to.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes, we are very excited because we are just launching a brand new version of our course on the U.S. Constitution. And this course, major presenters are attorney Michael Anthony Peruca and myself, Pastor Whitney. And we have some other presenters like Herb Titus, a constitutional attorney. And this course in 12 sessions is designed to give you an understanding of the worldview of our founding fathers, which is actually essential if you're going to understand what they meant by what they wrote. In a sense, you've got to step back in time, get into their skin, so to speak, and understand what they meant by what they read, because certainly we have amply demonstrated in our day, the courts of today have twisted the words quite often to mean 180 degrees opposite of what they meant by those who crafted them. So we need to understand their thinking, understand their worldview, which is actually a biblical worldview of law and government. And so we spend time looking at that, and then we work through each of the founding documents to give the students a working knowledge of the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and then an understanding of what has happened in America. If that's the standard, if that's the supreme law in the land, how in the world did we get into this mess we are in today where everything is turned upside down in regard to what our founders said? And then the plan for restoring our republic. And this, what we call a host kit, because you're not literally teaching the class, you're leading the class. The DVD lectures give you everything you need, and then there's a student manual that has a detailed outline of the entire course with test questions and supplemental reading materials. All that the student needs is there. And this host kit we're offering right now, it's just been launched this month, and we encourage people to get a host kit, start a group in your a community, perhaps at the church you attend, would open their doors and allow you to host a class in the facility, or a community room that's somewhere in your vicinity. But gather together fellow citizens who, by now, if they're not waking up, if they're not concerned that something's desperately wrong, we have many people in the Tea Party movement who have gotten our host kit recognizing we're angry, we're upset, we know something's wrong, but we don't understand how to correct it until we understand the founder's design, which is what our course is designed to do. So you can call us toll free and order your host kit. That's Institute on the Constitution at 1-866-730-9796. That toll free number for Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. Or you could go to our website, Our website has got a real simple title to help you remember it. It's The American View. All one word, theamericanview.com. And if you go to the website, click on the store button there, and it'll take you to a page where there's a host kit. You can see the description and details. We encourage every listener, because this is what it's going to take. The day is very late. The hour is dangerous, as Congress is basically admitting that we are the enemy, and they're going to put the troops on the ground and come arrest us if we oppose them. And there is no law. The Constitution is null and void according to what they're doing in Congress today. But they lie, and they are wrong, and they are traitors, and need to be removed from office for doing what they have done in both the House and the Senate. And this is a day where every citizen has to take action, and the most important action is to educate yourself, your family, your friends, your neighbors, those in your church, that you educate as many people as you can reach, because we need an army of citizens who understand our founding documents, which are still the supreme law of the land. Don't let any congressman or senator lie to you when they violate the Constitution that somehow, oh, they're doing this in your best interest. No, no, no. They are dangerous, dangerous tyrants, as bad as, or even worse in some ways, than King George III. But we cannot just go off in any direction. We need an educated citizenry who knows what the supreme law is, and therefore what these people are doing as a violation of the supreme law, and what needs to be done to restore the supreme law of our land. So we encourage everybody, get a host kit, start a group in your community. That's the most important thing you can do. It's not the only thing to do, but it's the place where everyone needs to start. Because if we don't have the game plan, we could go off in many directions. Like, I've talked to a number of people in the Tea Party movement who are all big about having a constitutional convention. They think that's the great answer. And that is, as we share in our course, we believe is a disaster, and we detail the reasons why. But it's easy to make drastic mistakes and spend a lot of time and energy going down the wrong road, the road that's not going to restore the republic. In order to do the right thing, we've got to understand where our founders crafted our constitutional republic. And we're very excited, Dr. Stebb, because we have students all over the country, and we see numbers of those students, as they graduate a class, many of their graduates then get a host kit and start their own class. And so we see this kind of multiplication that is happening on the grassroots level, where it really has to happen. It's not going to happen from Washington, D.C., you can be sure of that. Never very likely that it'll happen in our state capitals. It's when the people who are the ones that truly hold the power, the people rise up and say, no, we're not going to permit these violations of the supreme law of the land. Well, going back to what our founders were saying in their Declaration of Independence, they were saying there's 28 things King George has done. These 28 things are a violation of the laws of nature and nature's God, and therefore their conclusion is he's unfit to be the ruler of a free people. But let's look at just a few more of these 28, because we see many of these very much in play today. I mentioned standing arms.
All that thought, David, we'll be back in just a moment here at the American Peace Network.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower: car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Island Grill Loveland reminds listeners and parents that drugs like crack, cocaine, heroin, and inhalants are a problem that affect the entire family. They ruin lives, break hearts and homes, and destroy childhood dreams.
It's not just someone else's children. A talk today may save a future, a mind, or even a child's life. That's from Island Grill Loveland, where they're always working to make our area a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. That's your friends at Island Grill in Loveland, 110 East 29th Street in Loveland.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney, and basically, America is different than other nations. There's no nation like it, which has a constitution that limits the power of the federal government so men can be free. A constitution that presupposes that our rights come from God, because that is what the Declaration of Independence says. And so the Constitution is written to preserve our God-given rights. And our founding fathers knew this. The people who lived in America for 150 years knew this, until the wicked people took control of our educational system and our colleges and our media, and simply began systematically removing these thoughts and ideas. And yet we're involved in a battle of ideas. And the trouble is, most people think that your freedom is the ability to do whatever you want to do. And it is not. Freedom is the ability to do what you should do according to God's law. And when the people of a nation turn against God's law, then God is going to turn against that nation. And terrible things lie ahead. There's not a great revival in this nation, and the people of America return to the source and the foundation of our freedom. Go right ahead, Pastor Whitney.
Well, thank you. And so, in addition to a standing army, which, again, our founders recognize extreme danger to your rights, to your liberty, and therefore they structured, we'll see when we talk about the Constitution, a militia-based army. That is, there was no standing army. It was only in times of war when the army was called up by a declaration of war, which, by the way, Congress has not declared war at all since World War II was the last time war was officially constitutionally declared, which means this whole war on terror is unconstitutional. And now they want to bring that war against you and I here in the homeland. Well, they recognize that's what tyrants do. We will not permit that, and that's what King George has done to them. The Boston Massacre, one illustration of what happens when you keep a standing army in the colonies, people get killed. And just think of Kent State as another example of that. Standing army, students protesting, you may or may not agree with their protest, but students killed as a result of a standing army being used to try to control the population. Another aspect is that he cut off trade with the rest of the world. He forced the colonies to only trade with Great Britain. So if Great Britain did not produce some material or good or item that they in the colonies needed or wanted, they would have to purchase it through Great Britain as the purchasing agent that would then, you know, make the purchases from other countries. Of course, enriching the middlemen and keeping the businessmen of London very happy that the colonists were dependent upon them. Then they said taxation without representation, which is usually the one people remember, but it's only one of the 28, a very important one, that they were not represented in Parliament, and the principle in God's law is that you cannot be taxed unless you agree to be taxed. It's a contract that you enter into with your civil government. Okay, if you're going to tax me, you're going to tax me for these purposes and the spending. We're going to have some control over your spending, Mr. Government, through our representatives. Well, that whole system is surely broken down in our day as they spend willy-nilly, having no basis in taxation. In fact, rather they go ahead and spend money they don't have, borrowing on the credit of the United States, indebting future generations over and over. Well, another very important principle that they saw the king violating was the denial of trial by jury. All the way since Magna Carta, 1215, when it was put on paper, the Englishman had a right to be tried by a jury of his peers, not tried by a government tribunal, a military tribunal like they're pushing today, or just a government panel of judges, but a trial by jury both in criminal cases when you're charged criminally, but also in civil cases, they knew that you had a God-given right to a trial by jury because they knew the government is very unlikely to be ever just and fair with you, the citizen, when you were brought into court. A trial by government usually results in injustice for the citizen. A trial by your fellow citizens, however, those who know what it is to walk in your shoes, those who can have some understanding of your condition, they're not just some government bureaucrat doing whatever they please. A trial by your fellow citizens, your peers of your community, that is the best security you have for your God-given rights being protected in the court of law. And the king had denied that repeatedly. And, oh my, we see that so much today where your right to a trial by jury in civil cases is generally non-existent in most of the states. It's still preserved under the U.S. Constitution, but most states have kind of done away with it altogether, or in most parts, nonetheless. Well, another was that he transported colonists to trial in England. That is, he did not allow them to stand trial in their own colonial communities. They were dragged to England, which meant they certainly would not receive a trial, a jury trial by their peers. They would have people who didn't have any idea what life in the colonies was like. And along with that, that the king had abrogated English common law in Canada, and setting an example for what they expected he would do very shortly in the colonies, saying, I'm going to establish the law, forget the history, forget the commitments of the past, we've got a whole new day. And you, well, again, that's exactly the kind of attitude we're hearing from Washington, D.C. In this war on terror, we got to eliminate your rights to give you security. And as Benjamin Franklin wisely said, anyone who wants to exchange their liberty for security deserves neither liberty nor security. And it's a dangerous thing when your government's promising you security if you give up your liberties. Don't buy into that lie. It's a bad deal because they will not give you either liberty or security ultimately. The king had also, they said, abolished colonial charters. These were the original governmental agreements that the colonies had made with the crown, with the king, and these were the binding legal documents. The king had just thrown them out. He'd treated them like trash, like garbage, like a paper to be shredded, and that's exactly what our government has done with the U.S. Constitution, treated as if it's irrelevant, the Bill of Rights, nonsensical, we have to pay no attention to them, and so on. That's what the King of England had done in abolishing the colonial charters. Well, our government hasn't formally abolished them and said, oh, the Constitution no longer is supreme law of the land, but they have treated the Constitution as if it is meaningless, as if it has no power over them. It does not restrict them at all. Dr. Stan, the only way they get away with that is when the people don't know that supreme law of the land themselves. Because if the people don't know things like Article 1, Section 8, the only 18 things the federal government is permitted to do, if the people don't know that list of 18, then they don't know where to restrict the government. They don't know the questions to ask those who are asking for their vote. Hey, what do you believe about the Department of Education in Washington, D.C.? And
God bless, and we'll talk.
God bless you, Dr. Stan. Thank you for your good work.
Right here, the American citizen. I guess this is Pastor David Whitney. We'll be back home from America.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, and here at our network, of course, this is the time when I need to remind all of our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. We're up to about 65 outlets now across America and picking up new stations and networks as frequently as we can afford to, but it's the expensive proposition, and we hope that many of you, if you're in a position to help, will join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. If you're not, then you'll pray for our provision and protection, because we truly are involved in a spiritual war. Our leaders intend to plunge us into a war with the Muslim world. It should be so obvious what's going on. I mean, here, American drones attack Pakistani outposts and kill 24 soldiers, and the president refuses to apologize for it, saying, well, I'm not going to apologize until we've looked into this, and it's the Pakistanis' fault. They gave us the wrong coordinates or something absurd of this sort. We're doing everything we can to antagonize Pakistan and the rest of the Muslim world. And, of course, we're doing everything we can to fund the Muslim Brotherhood, to get them to hate America. We created this movement. We fostered this movement, the best enemy money can buy. You can't have a war unless you have an enemy. That's why we financed the Germans during the Second World War. That's why we've been financing communism since its inception. That's why we're financing the Muslim Brotherhood and the Muslims. Now, of course, in preparation for the coming war, when are the American people going to wake up? And our job, of course, is to get the information out, and I hope you'll help us by joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Of course, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear our talks on the dark secret, the forbidden secret. You need, of course, to get the syllabuses to go with that. You need to get the trilogy of books going into how we finance the Germans. Certainly, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler by Professor Sutton, we carry. Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus, who had a security clearance three levels above top secret, and you need to get our four CD set of interviews with John entitled The War Against the Jews. The War Against the Jews. And then finally, Charles Higham's book, of course, Trading with the Enemy. And if you can't afford the books, we'd be glad to send you a free copy of the letter we found among Colonel House's papers at the Sterling Library at Yale. A letter from Ambassador Dodd to Colonel House saying, why are 100 American corporations over here building up the war-making potential for the German army? Nobody here wants a war. He's writing in 1936. 3 years after Hitler came to power, and the very year Hitler was able to move his troops into the Rhineland in preparation for the attack on Austria and the Sudetenland that followed 2 years later. It was all a great fraud, ladies and gentlemen, just like the war in Vietnam, where we funded the Russians, who funded the North Vietnamese, who funded the Viet Cong, who killed our boys. Understand what's going on. Understand the evil we're up against. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Encourage others to go there. They can listen 24 hours a day on computer, iPhone, iPad, other electronic devices. They can listen 24 hours a day on telephone at 760-LOWSS1. Till tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because